Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. So on Monday afternoon, broad daylight, two men carjacked someone on Bourbon Street about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, if you think about that for a second, you either have to be having a real set of stones on you, or you have to be an idiot to carjack someone on Bourbon Street in broad daylight. New Orleans police are asking for the public's help identifying and locating the suspect. There's real good picture of him because inside the car that was jacked, by the way, is a white Mercedes-Benz SUV. Inside that vehicle is a camera, and the camera took a really good picture of him. Took a good picture of his face. He is wearing a mask. Although I don't know if he's wearing a mask because of the virus, the pandemic, or if he's wearing a mask because it makes it a lot easier for him to go carjack someone on Bourbon Street. The car, and by the way, this happened on Monday, 2 days ago, at 3 in the afternoon on the corner of Bourbon Street and Esplanade Avenue. The vehicle was later recovered in the 7th District in the city. You know, when I see this picture, the close-up of this carjacker, it makes me think of the man who got in trouble for doing sex with the horses at City Park here in New Orleans, because they had a really good picture of him. I mean, there's cameras inside the stall, and they had a really good picture of him. It took a little while, but they ended up finding that guy. And the reason they found that guy is because he got arrested for doing the same thing in California. Horse sex. And by the way, that man just pleaded guilty to doing sex with the horse in California. So they were able to find him. And this Bourbon Street carjacker, there's a real clear, good picture of at least this guy's eyes and forehead and eyebrows, because he's got the corona virus mask on. It's something when you think of the crime in this city, and what the mask mandate, which has been dropped, but what the mask mandate has done for criminals here in the city of New Orleans, it's actually helped them. But I can't believe someone would actually carjack a vehicle from somebody on Bourbon Street, where there are so many people in broad daylight.
Well, they had to do it earlier because it's daylight savings now. It gets darker earlier, so they had to do it around 3 something.
But you would think, Coleman, most carjackings are at night, right? So to do this on such a heavily populated street with the sun shining, that's nuts.
This text says, what's the point of stealing a car if it's found shortly after noon?
That's the other thing. Good question, texter. Why is this idiot jacking a car on Bourbon Street? And by the way, the car was stopped, and the key, and why were the keys still in the car? Because the car's owner was unloading groceries. And so just taking stuff out of the car, and that's when the carjacker approached him. But what's the point of stealing a Mercedes-Benz SUV and then just driving it a few blocks, a little while, and then leaving it somewhere else in the city?
Just to see if you could do it. I don't think this carjacker planned on doing it. I think he was just walking down Bourbon Street. Some dude left his keys in the car. He said, well, screw it. Let's see what happens. You've seen bait car. Most of that happens during the daytime. You know, somebody just runs across the car. It's open. It's unlocked. So it's kind of like when we was talking about carjackings earlier this year at gas stations. One of the prime things that would always happen was the person getting the gas would leave the keys in the damn car.
There's one thing you forgot in your little synopsis there, Coleman. This guy was walking down Bourbon Street, and he had a gun.
Okay.
And he looks young in this picture.
But the gun has nothing to do with him stealing a car.
He wouldn't have jacked the car if he didn't have a gun.
You don't think so?
How do you jack a car if you don't have a gun?
So when he jacked the car, I thought you made it seem like he just hopped in the car and pulled off. You mean he jacked it like he actually jacked the guy?
How else? It doesn't say in the story if he had a gun or if he didn't have a gun. He had to have a gun. What is he just gonna walk up to the car?
If the keys were in the car and the guy's putting groceries, all you have to do is wait for the guy to go put the groceries in whatever building, and you just hop in the car and pull off. That's still a carjacking. You don't necessarily have to have a gun to do that. You can just, if you see a car running, you can just hop in the driver's seat and pull off. That's still considered a carjacking.
I understand that, but there are two guys who are unloading groceries from this car.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine one guy walking up to them without a gun.
I don't think he walked up to them. I think he waited for them to not be around the car. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like he waited for them to not be around the car, not go to them with a gun and say, hey, give me your car.
I'm gonna make a phone call. I want to see this police report.
All right.
Because in my opinion, I think this guy would have had to have a gun. But anyways, what's the point of just taking the car, driving it for a few minutes, and then just leaving it and taking off and not getting anything from it? That's one of the dumbest things that I read all morning.
I know we had a time change, but it's 5:30, not 8:30.
Yeah, that's our segment that we do at about 8:40 each morning. The dumbest thing I read all morning. You know, if this guy stole the white Mercedes-Benz SUV and they couldn't find it, this crime would make more sense to me than him carjacking this car, nice ride, expensive ride, and then just driving around for a few minutes and leaving the car someplace else. That's senseless. That's absolutely senseless.
Well, it was because he got bored with it. Like he jacked the car. Yeah, this is not all that hot. I know it's a Mercedes-Benz SUV, but I'm going to try to jack something better. And he just left it there because he wasn't impressed by it. Or maybe the thrill was gone. Once he realized he could do it, that was it for him. It was just the rush, the adrenaline rush of him stealing a car. And then once the rush was over with, it was like, okay, that was cool. Go back to what I was doing.
It doesn't say in the story I read, and I haven't seen the police report, but if you're listening, do you think this guy had a gun? Or do you think he didn't have a gun he just was walking down Bourbon Street in the afternoon on Monday, saw two guys taking groceries out of a Mercedes-Benz SUV, and said, "Hey, I could squeeze in the driver's seat here without a gun and just take off." I think he had to have a gun. Text us. You think he had a gun, this Bourbon Street carjacker? Or do you think he didn't have a gun? 504-260-9595. Keep your text short, one or two sentences. And please never text while you're driving. If your text is good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. They found the car. They're looking for the jacker here on Bayou 95.7. Hey, we've got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Another ridiculous hack on TikTok. And the whole Manning family, Dad Archie and all three sons, just signed a deal to promote betting on football games. Boy, how times have changed from when they played, huh? People never used to talk about betting when those guys played. Now, they're being paid to tell you to bet on football games. Isn't that something? We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. J.O. here with you. And it looks like we got some good news here in New Orleans over the last couple of days. They checked all the numbers since we had the crew of Boo Halloween parade, and the virus numbers didn't go up, and they're saying it was a success, and now it looks as if Mardi Gras 2022 is going to happen. That's great news. They said that yesterday here in the city. So they want the million or so people who come into the city of New Orleans for Mardi Gras to know that you're welcome. Because Mardi Gras 2022, it's going to happen. But those folks will need their vaccination card, proof of vaccination, to go inside anywhere. The parades out in the street will be like they normally are. But city officials said that through the spring, to go inside any restaurant, any bar, any place you want to go to do something, you will have to show that you've been vaccinated or at least have tested negative for the virus in the last 72 hours. So that's a good news and then kind of sucky news story, because I'm not happy about that whole having to show your vaccination card to get into a place, because some of the places that I like to go eat, their dining rooms are closed. They've been closed. I mean, yesterday I was on Poydras Street here in New Orleans. They have the Jimmy John's that Drew Brees owns, and they still have their dining room closed. You could only walk into one door right near the counter, order your sandwiches, and then leave. You can't eat inside there. I have mentioned how two Popeyes near me, their dining rooms are closed. You can't go inside there and eat. If you go to Popeyes, you can only go in to get the chicken to go and then leave. So they're saying that is going to stick around through the spring, and that kind of stinks. But the good news is that Mardi Gras 2022 is going to happen.
Well, I'm okay with that because most of the women who flash their boobs don't flash their boobs inside of a building anyway. So if you want to see boobs, you can just hang out on Bergman Street. You don't have to show your vaccination card to get flashed.
Yeah, the boob situation should be like it always is.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm okay with that.
And did you see in the country of Austria what they're offering people to get the vaccination shot? You remember here in the United States, I mean, there were states, and Louisiana was one of them. They gave away a bunch of cash. There were drawings for $100,000 give outs if you got the vaccination shot. And we had one $1 million prize for someone who got the shot. And they did that in a few other states as well. And then there were places you could go. They would give you free crawfish. Remember that if you got a vaccination shot, and there were some other prizes for people.
A shot for a shot. You get a shot of whatever liquor you like for a shot.
There were some bars who did that, a shot for a shot.
Yeah, I remember the bribery season.
Yeah, they really wanted people to get the vaccination shot, so they were giving people stuff to get the shot. Well, in Austria, where evidently prostitution is legal, there's a brothel there. They're offering free sex. They have people outside the brothel giving the vaccination shot. And then if you get the vaccination shot there outside the brothel, you can go inside and you get a 30-minute session with one of the hookers in Austria. An Austrian brothel thinks this is an ingenious way to incentivize people.
Well, when it comes to incentives, sex is by far the best. Thing is, what are the women going to do? I mean, like, what if the women wants to come get a shot? I guess the lesbians could go, but I think it more incentivizes the men, because it's mostly going to be men that wants to get the shot to have a 30-minute sex session. And I doubt that most of the men who go get the shot wouldn't be able to last an entire 30 minutes.
Well, obviously they couldn't do this here in the United States because prostitution is illegal.
Well,
and the point you just made, another reason why they couldn't do it, is because this would seem sexist. Because the things we gave away here, the cash, the crawfish, the shot for a shot, both men and women could receive that if mm-hmm. if they got the vaccination shot. But
here's the legal loophole. Prostitution is when you have to pay for it. If it's free, if it's a free sex session, it's not necessarily prostitution. That's a freebie.
Well, technically, I don't know if it's free. It's free for the John, but the brothel, the business,
mm-hmm.
is paying the hooker to do the sex with the person who just got the vaccination shot.
So that's the logic. Get protected from COVID, but come out with an STD. That makes a lot of sense.
This place is called Fun Palace in Vienna, Austria. And the guy who's in charge over there said, "We are very popular." So they think that this is going to help boost the amount of people who get the shot.
I like how he just said that we're very popular. Of course you are. You're a brothel that's giving away sex. Everything about that is popular. This text says, "How much does it cost to get to Austria?" Isn't prostitution legal in Las Vegas?
Not in Las Vegas, but in parts of the state of Nevada, it is legal. So they could do this there. Although I'm sure if they did this there would be some people that would say, this is sexist. You know, you're only hooking up the guys with the vaccination shot.
This text says, so we can pack the streets like sardines with no vaccine, but you need it to go indoors. That makes zero sense.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that at all. You know, Mardi Gras draws literally an extra 1 million people into the city of New Orleans for Mardi Gras parades. And you know, you have that many people out on the streets. And like that texter said, it's going to be like a regular, normal Mardi Gras out on the street. But if you wanted to go into a restaurant to get some food or go into a bar, you have to show them the proof that you've been vaccinated or you've tested negative for the damn virus in the last 3 days.
It's just a very subtle way for the government to remind you that they're still in charge. That's really what it's about.
It's not that subtle.
You know, like, yeah, we're going to allow you to have all these freedoms and all that, but just remember, yeah, pull out your card just to let you know that we still have that authority.
I mean, it's been like this now for a few months where a few of the my favorite places to go for lunch, I can't go. I haven't been able to go. If I want to eat Popeyes, I have to go in. I have to get it, and then I go outside. And you walk by a Popeyes around lunch hour, and you'll see people standing and some sitting right outside Popeyes eating their chicken and biscuits.
The tagline for the hooker for vaccine should be, "It only takes a couple seconds." Ha. 30-minute session. Come on now. These dudes ain't going to be able to last that long.
Well, that's what they're doing over in Austria, in Vienna. Oh. Thank you for the text. And I agree with that one texter. You have a million people out in the streets bumping into each other, headbutting. And that's all well and good. Back to normal.
Yeah, and Boudreaux makes a good point. He says, isn't that how COVID started in New Orleans to begin with?
It was Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
It was a couple of Mardi Gras ago. Never forget that. And that's when the whole thing started in the country, and we were basically at ground zero. It was us and then New York and New Jersey. That's where the whole thing started. All right. Coming up on the show, another stupid TikTok hack, a TikTok challenge hack is going around. And there's a few people that I've read who've ended up in the hospital. It's incredible what people will do to get a little bit of attention and to get their video watched and liked on TikTok. Wait till you hear this stupidity. We have a lot to get to on the show today. Hang out with us. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You know what happened 20 years ago today?
Wrong one.
The very first iPod went on sale. They have sold more than 400 million iPods. But now, who uses an iPod? Don't most people listen to music through their cell phone? That's how they get their music? Shows you how fast times change and how fast things really do change.
I'm actually looking for an iPod because my car has an auxiliary cable and these new iPhones don't come with the auxiliary cable. My car doesn't have Bluetooth technology. So I want an old iPod so I can listen to my music in the car.
Well, Coleman, It was 20 years ago today, the very first one went on sale, and now they're almost yesterday's news. Who really uses an iPod anymore? I hope you're able to find one at a at a reasonable price.
Yeah, sure. Maybe $17 I'll pay for one.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. The first woman has just graduated from the United States Army Sniper Course. I guess we never had any women snipers in the military. I didn't know that. You figure if you've ever been married or lived with a woman, that women are pretty good snipers around the house. You really can't get anything by them or around them. A Montana National Guard soldier on Monday became the first woman to graduate from the United States Army Sniper Course at Fort Benning, Georgia. How about that?
You know what I like about this story? When we just found out that the first woman sniper graduated, it wasn't, wow, finally a woman is a sniper. It was, wait, we haven't had women snipers? It's like we had the mentality like, yeah, there should be women snipers out there. I like the fact that we're thinking that it's overdue instead of, whoa, it's never been done.
Well, you would think that both sexes would be able to shoot a gun accurately. You would think.
Yeah. Maybe it's not because of women can't shoot guns as accurately. I think it's just because maybe she was the first to give it a shot and try. I don't know. I know women are very, I know they're better at being Air Force pilots because they can handle G-force better than men can. So a lot of the best Air Force pilots are women, fighter pilots.
So Coleman, you really just said that the woman who is just graduated from the United States Army Sniper Course, the very first woman to do that, just gave it a shot.
Literally gave it a shot.
That's what you said. They haven't identified her.
Well, you don't want to, because if you tell people who the first female sniper is, she's gonna fail at every mission because they'll recognize like that's that female sniper chick. Duck your head.
Although she enlisted in the Montana Army National Guard in December of 2020. So it was during the pandemic, not even a year ago. She went onto the 22-week infantry one-station unit training at Fort Benning. She was recommended for the sniper course due to her superior performance during training, according to the Montana National Guard. To this soldier, she had to volunteer several times to reach this goal. And they say that's a demonstration of her dedication and commitment to service. A major general, J. Peter Hornick, said, quote, "We are extremely proud of this soldier's achievement and recognize that this is a milestone for not only Montana, but the entire National Guard and Army."
Yeah, this text says, women are better shots than men because they're more steady, and that's a known fact. That is absolutely true, because most men, especially military men that are in shape, they're top heavy. You know, their center of gravity is higher, whereas women, their center of gravity is, they have wider hips. So the center of gravity is lower, which gives them more stability when they're shooting shots.
Hmm. Yeah, she qualified as an expert shooter. And she enlisted in the 7-week United States Army Sniper Course. See, I don't think I'd be a good sniper. I have a lazy eye.
But you need one good eye, right?
I guess I could use my good eye. to be a sniper.
As long as your one good eye is congruent with your strong shooting hand, yeah.
Yeah, I'm left-handed. My left eye is my normal, regular eye, and my right eye is the lazy eye.
John, you're left-handed?
Yeah, you knew that, didn't you?
Maybe.
I wonder if more snipers are left-handed. You would think right-handed. It's because there are most people are right-handed, left-handers. You would think sniping is like baseball pitching. You know, there's a lot more right-handed pitchers in baseball than there are left-handed pitchers. So you would think snipers are like pitchers.
Southpaw sniper.
Yeah. That's great news, and I hope she goes out there and represents our country very well and hits everything she's shooting at.
Yeah, go America, go get them headshots.
How about that? All right, coming up on the show, it's the Big O, and we're going to tell you about a local family who is now being paid to do something that for forever, they were told to stay away from. That's next on the Big O here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. It's a few minutes after 7. That means it's time for this morning's Big O. The Manning men, led by Archie Manning and his three sons, Peyton, Eli, and Cooper, they just signed on to promote Caesars Sportsbook.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, they continue to get paid. What's fascinating about this is that right up until the last couple of years, the NFL never wanted to talk about or admit that people bet on NFL games. It was never talked about. And now that's betting on sports is becoming legal in several states. Over the last couple of years, the NFL has changed their ways. And now, if you read anything about football or watch any football, the point spreads are talked about a lot. And not just the point spreads, but the over-under number, the total number. They talk about that a lot. Those are the two biggest numbers when it comes to betting on football. And now when you see NFL games listed, they usually put the point spread and the over-under number right next to the game. And the NFL has done a complete 180 when it comes to betting on its games. And that, now they promote it. They used to never, ever talk about it. You couldn't mention it. They look down on it. But there's so much money that is wagered on professional football that the NFL has decided to embrace it, run with it, and make lots of money off of it. And the first family of New Orleans football, the Mannings, they've signed a deal to do promotional work for Caesar's Sportsbook. And Caesar's Sportsbook made that announcement yesterday. Dad Archie Manning. And then they included all three sons, the two Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks, Peyton and Eli, and then Cooper, who was a good football player when he was a kid, but he got hurt, and his career ended at the University of Mississippi with an injury. They will all do promotional appearances and advertisements, and they will host live events for Caesar's Sportsbook, which opened up on Halloween recently inside Harrah's Casino here in New Orleans and is expanding to other locations across the country where legal sports betting has been approved.
What do you think changed for the NFL other than just the money?
That's a good question. Why did the NFL do a 180 when it came to wagering on sports? Coleman, I can't think of anything else except for the money. Now the NFL is making piles and piles and piles of money from companies that offer betting on NFL games. I can't think of any other reason other than money.
Well, I think it's because previously there was always that fear that if people knew that big money was being waged on certain games, there's always that chance of somebody being paid off to either throw a game or do something like that. Like the integrity of the game would be compromised. And I think now that we're being more secure with that, and you can legally bet on certain things, and that doesn't compromise the integrity of the game itself, and the games can be played fairly without anybody like paying off a referee or the fixes in or nobody suggesting that they lost on purpose because maybe somebody wanted to break their ankles in a back, something crazy stuff like that. Now that fear is being alleviated, maybe the NFL is being more accepting of sports betting.
Maybe back in the day when NFL players didn't make as much money as they do nowadays, the NFL stayed away from it because of that reason. Because if these guys could get paid more money by people who were taking bets on games than they were making actually playing the games, there's an issue. I know there are still some fans out there that are convinced that some games are fixed.
I hate it all the time.
You always, like, when you see a questionable call, you always think about that. But Caesars Entertainment described this as a historic, first-of-its-kind partnership between a sports betting company and an iconic sports family. If you're listening, do you bet on NFL games? I mean, I used to, and I had some highs and some lows. I don't bet that much on the NFL, and I haven't in a while. Although now that it's legal here in the state of Louisiana, and I can walk down the street to Harrah's Casino. They have a sports book room open there, much like it is in Las Vegas. That's why I used to love to go to Las Vegas a lot on vacation for long weekends. Hanging out in the sports book rooms was fun.
This text says, let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. I think Pete Rose's situation was a bit different than a Manning situation.
Yeah, and According to Pete Rose, I mean, again, no Major League Baseball player has more hits in its history than Pete Rose, but he has been kept out of the Hall of Fame, and he's been banned from working in baseball because he bet on baseball games. He had a gambling problem, Pete Rose. But it never came out that he ever bet against a team he was playing on or managing.
Yeah, like Michael Jordan was notorious for being a gambler. He loved to gamble.
They said Michael Jordan was an immense gambler. Yeah, he would gamble on anything.
This text says, fantasy football changed betting on football.
Well, you know what? That texter makes sense because I've been in the same fantasy football league now for about, I think this is our 14th year. And I've hardly bet on a football game since I've been playing fantasy football because the fantasy football is what gets your attention. You know, before fantasy football, you bet a few bucks on a game, it made that game more interesting. But now with fantasy football, if you've got players playing or if you're playing against someone who has a player or players playing in that game you're watching, you're extremely interested. Just like you were when you were betting.
Yeah, I think that answers this question. This one says, John, I'm not that much into sports, so how does the NFL make money from the sports book? I don't think they make it directly from it. Well, it's just that when more people are involved, they start gambling.
No. All these companies are writing big checks now.
Really?
To the NFL.
Oh, I thought it had more to
promote
do with
gambling in the NFL.
I thought it had more to do with the viewership that comes with more people gambling, more people being into the game, so more eyes on the TV screen, you know, more people.
That's part of it. But no, you've got like Caesar's Sportsbook. Oh, they'll write a big check to the NFL so they'll be able to advertise during their games. The NFL gets a cut out of that. Oh, there's no doubt about it. These companies are writing big checks to the National Football League.
Rodney says, I've been gambling on football pools for the last 30 years of my life.
And usually, you know, before the last few years, when betting on sports games has been becoming legal in different states, but before that, when you bet on a football game, it was always through a bookie. It was always illegal. And you made a phone call, all right, and then you squared up with your bookie. That's how it always was. But now it's all done legally through licensed companies. And it's just Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. It's a few minutes after 7. That means it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh. The
Manning men, led by Archie Manning and his three sons, Peyton, Eli, and Cooper, they just signed on to promote Caesar's Sportsbook.
Cha-ching!
Yeah, they continue to get paid. What's fascinating about this is that right up until the last couple of years, the NFL never wanted to talk about or admit that people bet on NFL games. It was never talked about. And now that's betting on sports is becoming legal in several states. Over the last couple of years, the NFL has changed their ways. And now, if you read anything about football or watch any football, the point spreads are talked about a lot. And not just the point spreads, but the over-under number, the total number. They talk about that a lot. Those are the two biggest numbers when it comes to betting on football. And now when you see NFL games listed, they usually put the point spread and the over-under number right next to the game. And the NFL has done a complete 180 when it comes to betting on its games. And that, now they promote it. They used to never ever talk about it. You couldn't mention it. They look down on it. But there's so much money that is wagered on professional football that the NFL has decided to embrace it, run with it, and make lots of money off of it. And the first family of New Orleans football, the Mannings, they've signed a deal to do promotional work for Caesars Sportsbook. And Caesars Sportsbook made that announcement yesterday. Dad Archie Manning. And then they included all three sons, the two Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks, Peyton and Eli, and then Cooper, who was a good football player when he was a kid, but he got hurt, and his career ended at the University of Mississippi with an injury. They will all do promotional appearances and advertisements, and they will host live events for Caesars Sportsbook, which opened up on Halloween recently inside Harrah's Casino here in New Orleans and is expanding to other locations across the country where legal sports betting has been approved.
What do you think changed for the NFL other than just the money?
That's a good question. Why did the NFL do a 180 when it came to wagering on sports? Coleman, I can't think of anything else except for the money. Now the NFL is making piles and piles and piles of money from companies that offer betting on NFL games. I can't think of any other reason other than money.
Well, I think it's because previously there was always that fear that if people knew that big money was being waged on certain games, there's always that chance of somebody being paid off to either throw a game or do something like that. Like the integrity of the game would be compromised. And I think now that we're being more secure with that, and you can legally bet on certain things, and that doesn't compromise the integrity of the game itself, and the games can be played fairly without anybody like paying off a referee or the fixes in, or nobody suggesting that they lost on purpose because maybe somebody wanted to break their ankles in a back, something crazy stuff like that. Now that fear is being alleviated, maybe the NFL is being more accepting of sports betting.
Maybe back in the day when NFL players didn't make as much money as they do nowadays, the NFL stayed away from it because of that reason. Because if these guys could get paid more money by people who were taking bets on games than they were making actually playing the games, there's an issue. I know there are still some fans out there that are convinced that some games are fixed.
I hate it all the time.
You always, like, when you see a questionable call, you always think about that. But Caesars Entertainment described this as a historic, first-of-its-kind partnership between a sports betting company and an iconic sports family. If you're listening, do you bet on NFL games? I mean, I used to, and I had some highs and some lows. I don't bet that much on the NFL, and I haven't in a while. Although now that it's legal here in the state of Louisiana, and I can walk down the street to Harrah's Casino, they have a sports book room open there, much like it is in Las Vegas. That's why I used to love to go to Las Vegas a lot on vacation for long weekends. Hanging out in the sports book rooms was fun.
This text says, let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. I think Pete Rose's situation was a bit different than a Manning situation.
Yeah, and according to Pete Rose, I mean, again, no Major League Baseball player has more hits in its history than Pete Rose, but he has been kept out of the Hall of Fame, and he's been banned from working in baseball because he bet on baseball games. He had a gambling problem. Pete Rose, but it never came out that he ever bet against a team he was playing on or managing.
Yeah, like Michael Jordan was notorious for being a gambler. He loved to gamble.
They said Michael Jordan was an immense gambler. Yeah, he would gamble on anything.
This text says, fantasy football changed betting on football.
Well, you know what? That texter makes sense because I've been in the same fantasy football league now for about, I think this is our 14th year. And I've hardly bet on a football game since I've been playing fantasy football because the fantasy football is what gets your attention. You know, before fantasy football, you bet a few bucks on a game, it made that game more interesting. But now with fantasy football, if you've got players playing or if you're playing against someone who has a player or players playing in that game you're watching, you're extremely interested, just like you were when you were betting.
Yeah, I think that answers this question. This one says, John, I'm not that much into sports, so how does the NFL make money from the sports book? I don't think they make it directly from it. It's just that when more people are involved, they start gambling.
These companies are writing big checks now.
Really?
To the NFL.
Oh, I thought it had more to do with
promote gambling in the NFL.
I thought it had more to do with the viewership that comes with more people gambling, more people being into the game, so more eyes on the TV screen. You know, more people.
That's part of it. But no, you've got like Caesar Sportsbook. Oh, they'll write a big check to the NFL so they'll be able to advertise during their games. The NFL gets a cut out of that. Oh, there's no doubt about it. These companies are writing big checks to the National Football League.
Rodney says, I've been gambling on football pools for the last 30 years of my life.
And usually, you know, before the last few years, when betting on sports games has been becoming legal in different states. But before that, when you bet on a football game, it was always through a bookie. It was always illegal. And you made a phone call. All right. And then you squared up with your bookie. That's how it always was. But now it's all done legally through licensed companies. And it's just an amazing 180 that has been done when it comes to betting on the NFL. So if you're listening right now, do you bet on NFL games? Have you been betting on NFL games for a long time? And now you've got the Manning family. They're not just the first family of New Orleans sports. They're the first family of the NFL. I don't think you'll ever see two brothers be Super Bowl MVPs again. I mean, it's only happened once. One of them's in the Hall of Fame, just got in. The other one's going to get in the Hall of Fame because he just retired. And now they are in business with Caesars Entertainment. Text us. Do you bet on football games? Did you used to, and you don't bet anymore? That's kind of like how I am, although now that it's legal, going into Caesar's Sportsbook, betting a few bucks on a game, it makes the game a lot more interesting when you've got a few bucks riding on it. And I know there are some people like Pete Rose that have gambling problems, but there are some people that have drinking problems, and alcohol is legal in our country.
Why are you looking at me like that, John?
Text us, 504-260-9595. Keep it short, one or two sentences. What do you make of this, and are you a football bettor? Do you bet on football games? Have you ever had a lot of success, or have you had misery? If your texts are good, we will read it coming up next on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. In the country of Turkey, garbage collectors have opened a public library filled with discarded books. You said there was just so many books over the last few years that were being thrown out. The garbage men there, the garbage collectors in Turkey, decided we'll save all these books and we'll open a public library. Sure, some of the books stink, but that was a really good deed when you think about what they did. Hey, coming up next, your texts. Do you bet on football games? Did you used to bet on football games but lost some cash and said, I'm not betting anymore? Because now that sports gambling is legal here in Louisiana, we were talking about how Caesars Sportsbook have just signed the Manning men, Archie, Peyton, Cooper, and Eli. And they're going to be promoting betting on football games. You talk about doing a 180, the NFL, when it comes to betting on their games. And I asked you to text us, are you betting on football games? Did you ever? How much? Text us your text on that next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. If you're just joining us, this morning's Big O segment is about the Manning family, the first family of the NFL, the first family of New Orleans football. They just signed a deal with Caesars Sportsbook, and Father Archie and sons Peyton, Cooper, and Eli are all going to be paid now by Caesars Sportsbook to promote betting on football games. What a 180 the NFL has done when it comes to wagering on their games. They never used to talk about it, even though it's always been going on, and now the NFL's making money. Because betting on football games is becoming more and more legal in different states here in the United States. I asked you, do you bet on football? This is a pretty big deal with the Manning family. I used to bet on football. I don't bet on it like I used to. And I think fantasy football has a lot to do with that. Ever since I've been playing fantasy football, that's what's gotten my extra football attention. And I asked you to text us.
This first text says, I bet on college and NFL, and someone owes me $90. Better go get that. If you need somebody to go tune somebody up for not giving you their money, holla at your boy. This text says, I love betting on all sports. It makes you feel like a genius and an idiot at the same time. Marlon says, in 1978, when buying a square on the pool was in its infancy, I bought a square on one pool for 25 cents and another one for 50 cents. I won both that day and won $75, and I never bet on football again. I thought I'd never be that lucky in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't even here when that happened. Shay says, I miss football pools. It made it interesting trying to see what plays you need for your numbers to hit. Rooster from the West Bank says, the NFL will be more rigged than ever now. Just think about that no call for the Saints.
See, I don't agree with that, that it's going to be more rigged now. The reason why the NFL never talked about it all of those years is because of that reason. If when NFL players weren't making the big money like they're making now, and some people thought that games could be rigged, but the players make so much money now. I don't see that.
Billy says, I recently just got into fantasy on DraftKings. I won a couple dollars here and there, but it is fun. I like it. This one says, the NFL is trying to regain popularity after all the issues that turned a lot of fans off. A few more. This one says, I like paying my bills and enjoying a few drinks, so I don't bet, and the house always has the upper hand.
Well, that's true, but you know what? Betting on football and gambling is a lot like drinking. You know, there are some people that can handle it. I'll bet a little, I'll have a few drinks. And then there are some people who can't handle it. Oh, I bet all my money. Oh, I drank too much.
This last one says, it's from Ricky. Watching the game is so much better without the stress of worrying about losing a bet.
And I could see where Ricky's coming from, too. Thank you for your text. We appreciate them. But this is pretty historic. Again, the NFL, for most of its existence, would never even talk about gambling and betting on football games. Geez, over these last couple of years, now anytime you read about a game, you see the point spread, the total over-under number, and yeah, they talk about it all the time, and it's a big part of the game, and that's because the NFL is now making a lot of money, and I can't think of any other reason. They're making a lot of money from the companies who are taking your wagers.
And to that texter that someone owes $90 to, just let me know. I have some tools in my trunk. I can go get you $90 for you.
I remember the days of calling the bookie. Yeah, the good old days. All right, coming up next, how are butt plugs in the news? And they're making some news, as well as the latest crazy, stupid TikTok challenge. Stay tuned for those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. You know whose birthday it is today? The United States Marines. They turn 246 years old today. Today, 246 years ago, the United States Marine were born by an act of Congress during the Revolutionary War. So if you are a United States Marine, happy birthday, and thank you very much for your service, Semper Fi. And what they always say about the Marines, the first ones in, the last ones to leave. And 246 years ago today, the Marines started. So these challenges that are on TikTok, we've talked about a few of them on our show in the past. Some of them are so stupid. It's amazing to me what some people will do to get attention. whether it's to get people to watch their videos or whether it's to get people to click like on their videos. TikTok has these challenges that a lot of people partake in, and they're just so stupid. This latest one, I mean, I've never heard about doing this, therefore I've never done it, but a lot of people are doing it, and some people are getting injured now. I'm not the best cook, but I have never, ever put an egg in the microwave oven and started the microwave oven. Evidently, Coleman, there are some people who cook eggs in the microwave oven. And now on TikTok, there are people doing this. This guy from Scotland burned his face so bad, his right eye is burned shut. Someone else got so burned from their belly all the way up to their forehead that they really messed themselves up. And this is all from cooking an egg or eggs in the microwave. I
didn't even know that was dangerous. That's something you're not supposed to do?
So you've never cooked an egg in the microwave?
I've never cooked an egg. I don't know how to cook that well. So the concept of not being able to cook an egg in the microwave, that's new to me. I didn't know you could do that.
You never cooked eggs in a frying pan?
I've just started this year, like maybe 2 months ago, I made scrambled eggs for the first time. I was pretty proud of myself.
Wow.
But no, I don't know anything about cooking eggs, so I didn't even know that was something you can do. I'm glad I know now. Just in case I did get the idea. Well, I'm just going to stick these eggs in the microwave. And
it never even came into my mind to take an egg and cook it in the microwave.
Now, how do they do it? Do they put the whole egg in there? Do they crack it and they just put the yolk in there? Like, what exactly are they doing wrong that makes the thing explode all up in their face? What happens?
Well, this last guy, this guy I'm talking about who's had his eye burnt shut and his face messed up, he said he's a 40-year-old dude. He made a TikTok video. And he said, I see this TikTok challenge with cooking eggs in the microwave. I'll make a video doing it because I've done it so many times before. He says this is how he does it.
Okay.
You boil the kettle. So you boil water first.
Okay.
You fill an ordinary coffee cup, coffee mug, or halfway up with the boiled water.
All right.
Then you crack the egg.
Okay, so you do crack it. Okay.
Into the cup. So now you've got the egg in a cup of boiling water.
Inside of a cup and inside of a coffee mug.
Yeah.
Okay.
You then put it in the microwave for 40 seconds and you've got one cooked egg. He says it's a poached egg.
Now, if you're already boiling the damn water, what's the point of using the microwave anyway?
That's a good question. But when he did it on TikTok, even though he's done this many times before, he took the egg out of the microwave. He attempted to use a spoon to scoop the egg out of the cup, whereupon the orb burst.
The hell is an orb?
Part of the egg?
The yolk?
The yolk?
Okay. Yeah, I'm learning a whole lot about this. This is
the yolk burst, and it part of the egg burst, and it caused the scalding water to squirt all over the man's face.
Ugh. Huh. Smith Laugh from Folsom says, cooking the egg in the microwave is back from the 80s. You put the whole egg in there and cook it until it explodes inside the microwave. So that's something you do on purpose? Like you put it in a microwave and wait for it to explode?
I never in my life even thought about cooking an egg in the microwave. Now, bacon is perfect for the microwave. A minute a slice. But I remember when I was a kid, when the microwave was invented, and my father came home with a microwave. I think he needed two other guys to help him carry the box in because back then, you know, microwaves were big and heavy. My father came through the door saying, you can cook bacon 1 minute a slice in this thing. That's why he brought a microwave into the house. He goes, can you believe this? We're going to be able to cook bacon in this thing at 1 minute a slice. I remember being a kid saying, wow.
This text says, I cook eggs in the microwave all the time. It has nothing to do with the dumbass TikTok. I've never been injured. Not once. I don't do bleep to it. You crack it in a bowl, cover it up in plastic, and poke and wrap it with a fork a couple times, and it cooks great.
But instead of doing that, why wouldn't you just crack the egg and throw it in the frying pan? Or I don't understand why you would cook an egg in the microwave.
Different strokes from different folks, I guess. Maybe it tastes different or tastes better or something. I don't know.
You know, you see a TikTok challenge like this, it makes you miss the old TikTok challenges like licking a toilet seat that people were doing.
Okay. You cannot put an eggshell in a microwave. You can crack an egg and put it in a small bowl and microwave it for 40 seconds. So clearly this is something that people do.
And that's exactly what this guy does. And he says he's done it a million times. And he said he saw this TikTok challenge and he thought he'd partake. But now he can't open his right eye and he's got burns all over him.
Bad luck for that guy, right? Out of all the millions of times, the one time you decided to get yourself on video doing it, that's the time it blows up in your face.
I mean, the microwave is supposed to save you time and make things easier. This guy is already boiling water, which takes time. So then he takes the cup of boiled water and puts it in a microwave, and he puts the egg inside of that. In all of that time, why don't you put a pan on the stove, turn on the stove a little bit, and then just crack the egg into the pan. That's how you're supposed to do it.
I wouldn't know. I've only scrambled eggs twice my life, and I could barely get the hang of that.
Man, TikTok challenges, they should be fun. They shouldn't put people in the hospital.
Well, that's the challenge part of it, right?
I mean, cooking the egg in the microwave, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. But this was not the dumbest thing I read or saw all morning. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know what happened 70 years ago today? For the first time ever, people were able to, on their telephone, make a phone call from coast to coast. 70 years ago today, the mayor of Englewood, New Jersey, called the mayor of Alameda, California.
Oh, man, he wasted a phone call on that? You can call coast to coast, and the first person you're not going to call would be a hot babe.
Well, Coleman, that was 70 years ago today. And when you think about it, the big picture of things, 70 years ago, it wasn't, I mean, now everyone's running around with phones in their pocket. But it was 70 years ago today, the first time an American could pick up a telephone and call someone from one coast to the other coast.
It's not long ago, really.
No, it's not that long ago. Look at how fast the technology of the telephone has come. I remember when I was a kid, I'd be on a telephone call at my grandmother's house, and she'd be yelling at me, hang up that phone, it's long distance. You know how much that's going to cost? Hang up the phone.
Now we can call Japan, and it's like, yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, how many people from India do we talk to daily when it comes to our car warranties?
Imagine being in New Jersey, and you call the West Coast, and the first person that pick up is a dude. Oh, I'd hang up. Like, I'm not trying to call you, click.
Wow, again, in the big picture, that was 70 years ago today that happened, in 1951. Wasn't that long ago when you look at what we're doing today with telephones?
Right, we just said 20 years ago, iPods just came out, now they're old news.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier in the show. The first iPod was sold today, and they sold tons of them, but now who the hell needs an iPod anymore? Most people play their music, get their music through their phones. Wow. Fast things change. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has to do with with someone telling people what they should get for, or at least give, for Christmas gifts. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Actress Dakota Johnson wants you to give people butt plugs as Christmas presents. Dakota Johnson is the daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith. And she's probably best known for being in the movie 50 Shades of Grey. But she also is a businesswoman. She's an entrepreneur. And one of the companies that she makes money off of sells butt plugs. Could you imagine what would your reaction be if one of your friends or family members gave you a butt plug for Christmas? I mean, they're literally telling you, here, stick it up your ass.
I mean, anything's better than a pair of socks, though, right?
Well, at least you could use the socks.
You can use the butt plug, too. Nothing's stopping you from using it.
Coleman, you wouldn't use a butt plug if someone gave you a butt plug for Christmas?
No, I wouldn't use it. I don't use any gifts. I don't like getting gifts. This is a true story. At my house, I have a shelf, like a couple of shelves, with just stuff that people bought me like for Christmas and my birthday that I never opened. And I keep telling people, don't buy me gifts, don't buy me gifts. And then when they see their gifts still sitting there collecting, they're like, why you never opened it? It's like, I keep telling people, don't buy me gifts. I don't like gifts. So I have like a decade's worth of gifts just sitting on my shelf. So, no, I probably wouldn't use the butt plug either. It'd just sit on the shelf with the rest of the gifts that people bought me that I never used.
This thing is dubbed cone. That's what they call it.
Gee, I wonder how the cone is shaped.
It looks like a small Christmas tree.
Oh, so it looks like a cone. Huh. Who would have guessed?
And she says, oh, this is going in everybody's stocking. Are you kidding?
It doesn't go in your stocking.
It's the perfect stocking stuffer.
That's not the only thing it's supposed to stuff.
No, you think your uncle hasn't wanted a butt plug his entire life? You're lying. That's what she said. A butt plug as a perfect stocking stuffer.
I mean, if you work for the company, you have to sell the product. That is a good sales pitch.
Yeah, she is part of the team, the company who makes this. They're called Maud. She's their co-creative director, and she's an investor in the company. And when she was getting involved with this company, she immediately inquired about butt plugs. She said, quote, "I know that there are so many people that are curious about it, and you know, there are so many parts of one's anus that are erogenous zones. Erogenous zones that I think could just be fun for people to explore."
I had an ex-girlfriend, and she used to have anal beads in her top drawer, and I found them one time. The fact that it was in the top drawer, I mean, that must have was her go-to. So I asked, I said, "Have you ever used these anal beads before?" And she said, "Yeah, but not on myself."
Interesting. The company's goal is to help users explore uncharted parts, hoping that its product line promotes normalizing sexuality, kinks, and things that are often seen as taboo. So, these things cost $30 each.
Oh, hell no. No, see, I was kind of on board with until you said how much they cost. Anybody could use their thumb for free.
But it would be fun to give someone a Christmas present and say, "Here, stick this up your, here's my Christmas present. This is what you do with it. You take it and you stick it up your..." I can't see how this would help any friendship or any relationship with a family member by giving them this for Christmas.
You never know. They might come back to you a week later like, "Whoa, John, that gift you gave me just opened a whole new perspective on my life. Thank you."
Yeah, there could be someone out there like that. Anyways, actress Dakota Johnson, who wants you to give butt plugs as Christmas gifts. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. You know whose birthday it is today? The United States Marines. They turn 246 years old today. Today, 246 years ago, the United States Marines were born by an act of Congress during the Revolutionary War. So if you are a United States Marine, happy birthday, and thank you very much for your service. Semper Fi. And what they always say about the Marines, the first ones in, the last ones to leave. And 246 years ago today, the Marines started. So these challenges that are on TikTok, we've talked about a few of them on our show in the past. Some of them are so stupid. It's amazing to me what some people will do to get attention. Whether it's to get people to watch their videos, or whether it's to get people to click like on their videos. TikTok has these challenges that a lot of people partake in, and they're just so stupid. This latest one, I mean, I've never heard about doing this, therefore I've never done it, but a lot of people are doing it, and some people are getting injured now. I'm not the best cook But I have never, ever put an egg in the microwave oven and started the microwave oven. Evidently, Coleman, there are some people who cook eggs in the microwave oven.
Hmm.
And now on TikTok, there are people doing this. This guy from Scotland burned his face so bad, his right eye is burned shut. Someone else got so burned from their belly all the way up to their forehead that they really messed themselves up. And this is all from cooking an egg or eggs in the microwave. I
didn't even know that was dangerous. That's something you're not supposed to do.
So you've never cooked an egg in the microwave?
I've never cooked an egg. I don't know how to cook that well. So the concept of not being able to cook an egg in the microwave, that's new to me. I didn't know you could do that.
You never cooked eggs in a frying pan?
I've just started this year, like maybe 2 months ago, I made scrambled eggs for the first time. I was pretty proud of myself.
Wow.
But no, I don't know anything about cooking eggs, so I didn't even know that was something you can't do. I'm glad I know now. Just in case I did get the idea. Well, I'm just going to stick these eggs in a microwave. And
it never even came into my mind to take an egg and cook it in the microwave.
Now, how do they do it? Do they put the whole egg in there? Do they crack it and they just put the yolk in there? Like, what exactly are they doing wrong that makes the thing explode all up in their face? What happens?
Well, this last guy, this guy I'm talking about who's had his eye burnt shut and his face messed up, he said, he's a 40-year-old dude. He made a TikTok video. And he said, I see this TikTok challenge with cooking eggs in the microwave. I'll make a video doing it because I've done it so many times before. He says this is how he does it.
Okay.
You boil the kettle. So you boil water first.
Okay.
You fill an ordinary coffee cup, coffee mug, or halfway up with the boiled water.
All right.
Then you crack the egg.
Okay, so you do crack it. Okay.
Into the cup. So now you've got the egg in a cup of boiling water.
Inside of a cup, instead of a coffee mug.
Yeah.
Okay.
You then put it in the microwave for 40 seconds, and you've got one cooked egg. He says it's a poached egg.
Now, if you're already boiling the damn water, what's the point of using the microwave anyway?
That's a good question. But when he did it on TikTok, even though he's done this many times before, he took the egg out of the microwave. He attempted to use a spoon to scoop the egg out of the cup, whereupon the orb burst.
The hell is an orb?
Part of the egg?
The yolk?
The yolk?
Okay. Yeah, I'm learning a whole lot about this. This is
the yolk burst, and it part of the egg burst, and it caused the scalding water to squirt all over the man's face.
Ugh. Huh. Smith Laugh from Folsom says, cooking the egg in the microwave is back from the 80s. You put the whole egg in there and cook it until it explodes inside the microwave. So that's something you do on purpose? Like you put it in a microwave and wait for it to explode?
I never in my life even thought about cooking an egg in the microwave. Now, bacon is perfect for the microwave. A minute a slice. But I remember when I was a kid, when the microwave was invented, And my father came home with a microwave. I think he needed two other guys to help him carry the box in because back then, you know, microwaves were big and heavy. My father came through the door saying, you can cook bacon 1 minute a slice in this thing. That's why he brought a microwave into the house. He goes, can you believe this? We're going to be able to cook bacon in this thing at 1 minute a slice. I remember being a kid saying, wow.
This text says, I cook eggs in the microwave all the time. It has nothing to do with the dumbass TikTok. I've never been injured. Not once. I don't do bleep to it. You crack it in a bowl, cover it up in plastic, and poke and wrap it with a fork a couple of times, and it cooks great.
But instead of doing that, why wouldn't you just crack the egg and throw it in the frying pan? Or I don't understand why you would cook an egg in the microwave.
Different strokes from different folks, I guess. Maybe it tastes different or tastes better or something. I don't know.
You know, you see a TikTok challenge like this, it makes you miss the old TikTok challenges, like licking a toilet seat that people were doing.
Okay. You cannot put an eggshell in a microwave. You can crack an egg and put it in a small bowl and microwave it for 40 seconds. So clearly this is something that people do.
And that's exactly what this guy does. And he says he's done it a million times. And he said he saw this TikTok challenge and he thought he'd partake. But now he can't open his right eye and he's got burns all over him.
Bad luck for that guy, right? Out of all the millions of times, the one time you decided to get yourself on video doing it, that's the time it blows up in your face.
I mean, the microwave is supposed to save you time and make things easier. This guy is already boiling water, which takes time. So then he takes the cup of boiled water and puts it in a microwave, and he puts the egg inside of that. In all of that time, why don't you put a pan on the stove, turn on the stove a little bit, and then just crack the egg into the pan. That's how you're supposed to do it.
I wouldn't know. I've only scrambled eggs twice my life, and I could barely get the hang of that.
Man, TikTok challenges, they should be fun. They shouldn't put people in the hospital.
Well, that's the challenge part of it, right?
I mean, cooking the egg in the microwave, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. But this was not the dumbest thing I read or saw all morning. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know what happened 70 years ago today? For the first time ever, people were able to, on their telephone, make a phone call from coast to coast. 70 years ago today, the mayor of Englewood, New Jersey, called the mayor of Alameda, California.
Oh, man, he wasted a phone call on that? You can call coast to coast, and the first person you're not going to call would be a hot babe.
Well, Coleman, that was 70 years ago today. And when you think about it, the big picture of things, 70 years ago, it wasn't, I mean, now everyone's running around with phones in their pocket. But it was 70 years ago today, the first time an American could pick up a telephone and call someone from one coast to the other coast.
Not that long ago, really.
No, it's not that long ago. Look at how fast the technology of the telephone has come. I remember when I was a kid, I'd be on a telephone call at my grandmother's house, and she'd be yelling at me, hang up that phone, it's long distance. You know how much that's going to cost? Hang up the phone.
Now we can call Japan, and it's like, yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, how many people from India do we talk to daily when it comes to our car warranties?
Imagine being in New Jersey and you call the West Coast and the first person that pick up is a dude. Oh, I'd hang up. Like, I'm not trying to call you, click.
Wow, again, in the big picture, that was 70 years ago today that happened, in 1951. Wasn't that long ago when you look at what we're doing today with telephones?
Right, we just said 20 years ago, iPods just came out, now they're old news.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier in the show. The first iPod was sold today, and they sold tons of them, but now who the hell needs an iPod anymore? Most people play their music, get their music through their phones. Wow. Fast things change. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has to do with a someone telling people what they should get for, or at least give, for Christmas gifts. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Actress Dakota Johnson wants you to give people butt plugs as Christmas presents. Dakota Johnson is the daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith. And she's probably best known for being in the movie 50 Shades of Grey. But she also is a businesswoman. She's an entrepreneur. And one of the companies that she makes money off of sells butt plugs. Could you imagine what would your reaction be if one of your friends or family members gave you a butt plug for Christmas? I mean, they're literally telling you, here, stick it up your ass.
I mean, anything's better than a pair of socks, though, right?
Well, at least you could use the socks.
You can use the butt plug, too. Nothing's stopping you from using it.
Coleman, you wouldn't use a butt plug if someone gave you a butt plug for Christmas?
No, I wouldn't use it. I don't use any gifts. I don't like getting gifts. This is a true story. At my house, I have a shelf, like a couple of shelves, with just stuff that people bought me like for Christmas and my birthday that I never opened. And I keep telling people, don't buy me gifts, don't buy me gifts. And then when they see their gifts still sitting there collecting, they're like, why you never opened it? It's like, I keep telling people, don't buy me gifts. I don't like gifts. So I have like a decade's worth of gifts just sitting on my shelf. So no, I probably wouldn't use the butt plug either. Just sit on the shelf with the rest of the gifts that people bought me that I never used.
This thing is dubbed cone. That's what they call it.
Gee, I wonder how the cone is shaped.
It looks like a small Christmas tree.
Oh, so it looks like a cone, huh? Who would have guessed?
And she says, this is going in everybody's stocking. Are you kidding?
It doesn't go in your stocking.
It's the perfect stocking stuffer.
That's not the only thing it's supposed to stuff.
No, it's... You think your uncle hasn't wanted a butt plug his entire life? You're lying. That's what she said. A butt plug as a perfect stocking stuffer.
I mean, if you work for the company, you have to sell the product. That is a good sales pitch.
Yeah, she is part of the team, the company who makes this. They're called Maud. She's their co-creative director, and she's an investor in the company. And when she was getting involved with this company, she immediately inquired about butt plugs. She said, quote, I know that there are so many people that are curious about it, and you know, there are so many parts of one's anus that are erogenous zones. Erogenous zones that I think could just be fun for people to explore.
I had an ex-girlfriend, and she used to have anal beads in her top drawer, and I found them one time. The fact that it was in the top drawer, I mean, that must have was her go-to. So I asked, I said, have you ever used these anal beads before? And she said, yeah, but not on myself.
Interesting. The company's goal is to help users explore uncharted parts, hoping that its product line promotes normalizing sexuality, kinks, and things that are often seen as taboo. So, these things cost $30 each.
Oh, hell no. No, see, I was kind of on board with until you said how much they cost. Anybody could use their thumb for free.
But it would be fun to give someone a Christmas present and say, here, stick this up your, here's my Christmas present. This is what you do with it. You take it and you stick it up your, I can't see how this would help any friendship or any relationship with a family member by giving them this for Christmas.
You never know. They might come back to you a week later like, whoa, John, that gift you gave me just opened a whole new perspective on my life. Thank you.
Yeah, there could be someone out there like that. Anyways, actress Dakota Johnson, who wants you to give butt plugs as Christmas gifts. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.